Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 15 in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. This chapter is about biomedical waste and improper dumping of biomedical waste can cause major health hazards. Biomedical waste, learners, is an important solid waste and includes anatomical waste like syringes, gauze, absorbents, glass, etc. Biomedical wastes are basically disposed of by hospitals and clinics, and this can cause a major health hazard. Rag pickers, being mostly children, are vulnerable and prone to dangerous diseases as they are the ones who pick up biomedical wastes from the trash. The garbage mountains are breastfeeding grounds for disease-carrying insects like flies, mosquitoes, rats, and cockroaches. Flies cause dysentery, diarrhea, etc., and around 800,000 flies can be produced in 1 cubic meter of garbage. Rats are majorly responsible for causing plague. Several solutions for the waste disposable problem have been introduced, like collecting waste from different cities and transporting it to a remote place where the waste could be incinerated or composed or dumped. The most easy solution is to recycle or reuse the waste. This solution will give revenue and save expenditure on collection and transportation. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. Improper dumping of biomedical waste can indeed cause major health hazards. The garbage mountains are breeding grounds for disease-carrying insects like flies, mosquitoes, rats, and cockroaches. Some solutions to waste disposable problems. You must collect waste from different cities and transport it to a remote place where the waste could be composed or dumped off. One can recycle or reuse the waste. This solution can yield revenue and save expenditure on collection and transportation. Learners, let's go through some important words from the passage. Vulnerable means unprotected or something in danger. Incineration means destruction of waste material. Promulgated means to promote something. Accumulation means to gather or collect something, and yield means to produce or give. Learners, let's go through part 2 of this chapter. Television is doing more harm than good. Today, nobody remembers the time before television, and no one socializes or reads books anymore. People today are mostly glued to their television sets and watch TV while eating their meals. The children are the most affected as they often forget their food, leave their homework undone, and miss their sleep. Watching violence on television deeply affects their mental psyche and makes them lazy and oblivious. Although television also shows many interesting and educational programs and also unite people globally, but we should remember to filter the content being watched on television and must watch good programs and educate ourselves. Learners, let's go through some important points from this part of the text. Today, people do not read books, they like to watch television more. Children are the worst sufferers of this disease of watching television. We can see many parts of the world while sitting at home, but we should learn to filter the content being watched on television. Learners, let's go through some important words from this text. The word sufferer means a person who is suffering or experiencing something bad. Violence means behavior involving physical force or brutality. Telecast is something which is shown on TV. Learners, this is it for today. I hope this audio has proven to be beneficial to you. Please go through the chapter on your own. Go through the worksheets available on the NIOS website and listen to the audios available on the NIOS website. Thank you, learners.